We turn next here to dramatic new details from the massacre in Las Vegas, an audio recording of a hotel maintenance worker calling for help after arriving on the 32nd floor of that hotel where a security guard had been shot through that hotel door. You can hear the gunfire during that call for help. And here's ABC's chief investigative correspondent, Brian Ross, tonight.
The audio recording. Sheds new light tonight on the moments after Stephen Paddock opened fire down this hallway on a hotel security guard.
Call the police. Someone's firing a gun up here. Someone's firing a rifle on the 32nd floor down the hallway.
Copy. Hey, it's on 32.
The man calling for help, a maintenance worker who found himself in that hallway too and radioed to hotel security.
Hey, he wants to know if you know a room.
It's at the end of the hallway. I can't tell you what room. He looked like he fired down the hallway when I got close to the door.
The maintenance worker, Stephen Shuck, says he wanted to make sure that help was on its way.
Remain calm and, you know, call it over the radio so we can get police on their way as soon as possible.
According to the revised police timeline, it was about 6 minutes later the shooter began to fire on the concert crowd. And tonight, a person who has reviewed the records tells ABC News hotel security did not call the police until after the rampage was already underway. Police say officers did not reach the 32nd floor until after the shooting had stopped.
And Brian Ross back with us tonight. Brian, for people at home watching this, it's been confusing even for us. The timeline has changed from day to day.
Right.
Initially, they had said the security guard got there after the massacre, might have stopped the massacre. Then there was word from authorities that he got there before the massacre even began. And now MGM, the owner of the hotel group, saying that they don't necessarily buy this new timeline either.
That's right, David. In a statement, the hotel says the most recent timeline from police may not be accurate. We know the hotel's now working with authorities to straighten it all out, and police tell us to expect a new version of the timeline on Friday, David.
On Friday. Brian Ross and your team, thanks again tonight.